Hello.
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 We're back.
We're back after a couple of weeks.
Guess who's
very
back?
Fucking unorganised. That happens when you live 1,000 peninsulas apart.
It is a lot of peninsulas, ranging from
rivers and mountain ranges. Is there a mountain range between us and there?
I don't think there is. There's a fuck ton of bridges though.
Fuck ton of bridges.
That's what this one should be called. Fuck ton of bridges.
Which car did you drive today?
I drove a fancy pants one.
I know, you always got a different car. I reckon you're a fucking thief.
Yeah, that guy I was seeing last year was like, every time I see you, you're in a different car. Are you a drug dealer? And I was like, I might have a bit more fucking money if I was a drug dealer, let me tell you that.
Now, you'd be a great drug dealer because you don't take drugs and then they go, what's it like? And you go, I don't know.
Could be good, could be
seems,
shit.
Seems to be selling okay. Product seems to be good.
Yeah, I've only cut it down 4 times. It'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious, though, that, I mean, I'm sure I've talked about it before, that I was offered money to pee in jars when I was up in Karratha because I could pee clean every time. And
for other women, though?
No, for dudes.
Isn't there a difference?
Absolutely. Which is what I kept
on
like.
You'll have like lady pee and they'll have dirty old man pee.
And they were like, oh, they don't test for that. I'm like, you might test that you're ovulating currently. You don't want that.
Yeah.
But it just, that's a weird.
Fuck, you're pregnant.
Like, oh, fuck off. Don't even say that out loud. Could you imagine that? Jesus, a little baby Julia. Oh, he can't. Where's me bottle?
Oh, I think it'd be soft little angel.
Do you, mate?
I do
you really?
I think so.
I'm very soft with my dog. I probably wouldn't be soft with
children. Asexual.
Yeah, imagine it. I don't know what's going on anymore. I had to buy some supplements the other day. I walked into
We were calling them now. Supplements. Vagina supplements.
No, these were the dietary supplements. And I wandered into a nutrition place and the poor kid behind the counter, he's like 20. Just bless him. And I'm aware now that I'm 45, I look my age, it's something I'm quite proud of, and I'm aware that I look like an aggressively gay woman. So I walked in, I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Like, I'm trying to, you know.
You don't look aggressively gay.
Don't you think?
That face.
That's how I keep getting described.
I don't think I've seen Angry Julia.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have.
Oh, no, once.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. I let her off the chain a little bit. I forget about that.
Geez, smashed a few beers that night.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's not even alcohol that makes
it. Sorry, you go back to your little supplements.
Yeah, so I walk
in. I've fucking cut you off.
Oh, I don't mind, mate.
We're still cutting you off.
You're a fucking.
Sorry, I've cut you off. Still cutting you off.
I'll get you one more.
I know, you always get me back 10 times over.
Keep cutting me off while I drink my coffee. It's a nice coffee, by the way.
It's a good coffee because I've got a grinder now.
Yeah,
I think I'm a fucking coffee connoisseur.
You are going on to a different subject, so I'm going to finish my story.
Come on, get on it. I'm just going to look out the window.
You literally can't see him, lovely listeners, but the cunt's just like turned around and is looking out the window wistfully, waiting for me to finish my story.
There's a lovely view here. I really have worked hard for this view. We did do fucking podcasts at Blacktown, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it a change?
Do you remember the dude who used to, every single time I went over there to do podcasts, the fucker would fire up his whippersnipper? It's like he saw my car and went, this bitch again. Yeah.
Anyway, get on with your story.
Right, so I go in.
I'm getting bored.
Poor kid, 20 years old. I'm like, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. And, we're talking about keto and different bits and pieces. And I said, how's your day been? And he's like, oh, really frustrating. And then he told me this long-winded story about how.
Tell me about it.
this is difference not to the end is, of this story. I didn't cut him off every 11 fucking seconds.
How do you know?
Because I listened patiently. He was telling me all about his Vodafone number getting cut off and ported over and blah, blah. And he said to me, how's your day been? I went, great. I wrote a new blowjob joke. And then he just didn't know what to do with
that
information.
That's not a very nice thing to say to a young man. You might have fucked him up forever.
Well, I think that's exactly what happened. Because he just went super awkward, deer in the headlights, big eyes. And then I was waiting for him to go like, huh? Or anything. But he just went, super awkward pause. And then I love awkwardness. So I'm sitting in, I'm marinating in the awkwardness. And then he's like, oh, that'll be $27.95. And I was handed over my credit card. And that was, I hope he works out that I'm a comedian. Otherwise, he's just going to be like, that old lesbian came in and said something about blowjobs.
Do lesbians give blowjobs?
I must be watching.
Do they put any effort into it?
I must be watching the wrong porn.
Because she was calling it a joke, so she must do joke blowjobs. Lesbians do joke blowjobs.
I've confused some poor 20-year-old kid who's like, I was just working at work selling fucking supplements to cunts that go to the gym but can't at the moment, so they're really frustrated.
It's well worth the story. Well worth the ending for that.
You're a fuckhead. Coffee connoisseur, wanker.
Wanker.
I stayed at a friend's place on the weekend.
Oh, we're calling it a friend now, aren't
And they have this really fancy pants coffee machine, like a Breville. Like
oh, sounds good if it's a Breville.
Like a mini one that you see in coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
And I got up first thing and made myself like a grind the beans, you know, temper
it down. Did you get the grind right?
Put it.
It's all about the grind.
Well, it's actually got like a coarseness that you can set.
Yeah,
like
yeah, that's what you want. You want it between. Oh, what is it called?
You started. I had complete confidence in you and then you bailed out of that bit.
How long did it run through the hopper?
30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 17 to 30.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Then I took the little.
Because you've got to get the grind right.
You know the thing that you make heaps of noise with in a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Put that in. Put my little, I had to select, you know, on a range between cappuccino and latte, what I wanted the milk texture to be like. I'm like, this is fun. Sat down, had a coffee like within 5 minutes of waking up and just went, oh, this is living.
Yeah.
I felt like I was rich.
You are rich in blowjob jokes.
Yes, I am. I'm in a billionaire.
The richness in blowjob jokes. Lifestyles.
I want that on my headstone. Didn't have a cent to a name. Rich in blowjob jokes.
Rich in blowjob jokes.
Nice. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even have a coffee pod machine. Like, I just.
Oh, yeah.
I walk down the road. And they make cold press coffee now.
Well, we're supposed to be supporting local businesses. Yes. So you should be walking down the road or up the road, as my direction is.
I like it. Yes. I like it.
I've only got a few coffee shops. I've wiped a few coffee shops.
Oh.
Yes.
On what basis?
Just
shit coffee or bad service?
Yeah, weirdness.
I was in a coffee shop the other day, and I'm doing the same. I'm trying to spread the money around to make sure that I just, look after one local and another local. I've got my favourite Belgrave Cartel. That coffee's like, I don't know, they must put heroin or something in it. It's so addictive.
Imagine if they did.
It would explain so many things. I went to this little coffee shop. A, they ignored me when I walked in, and B, just heard the barista talking really disrespectfully to the kitchen hand. And I was like, and I looked back and he's this little brown dude who's just doing his best to get shit done. And I was like, I don't like, you know what, I'm out. And as I went to walk out, he's like, oh, did I take too long?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just gave him some, why don't you go fuck yourself? And just did my little storm out.
Did you?
You know, I said, go fuck yourself.
You told him to go fuck him. Did you tell him to go fuck himself?
No, go fuck yourself. Or did I take too long? Or fuck, do you want to start this with me, motherfucker? Like, I got really like, fuck you. But what if I had wanted to change that environment, what I should have said was, I don't know the way you just spoke to your kitchen hand. What I should have said instead of, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, that opens up a hole in your can of worms though, doesn't it?
Yeah, true, maybe.
He could be having a bad day. The kitchen hand might be shit.
True. No need to speak to someone who's doing, because I could hear him washing, he's doing his job. Just, it was, you know, tone where you're like, that's not helping anyone. You're just being a dick bag. You know me, don't like the dick bags.
You love a dick bag.
I do love a dick bag.
I think you've got several dick bag jokes.
I do. Oh, my God. Do I have any jokes that, no, don't even go down that rabbit hole, Julia. Fucking hell.
Apparently there's a dictionary or would you call it a dictionary? It's a book on slang terms for ball bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I really want to see that. And I want to see one about vadges because I get I hear some great.
Do you could fill up a book full of names?
Oh, I might be able to do an A4 page. I don't know if I can do a book.
Yeah, A4 page. That's enough.
Yeah, because you could just do one per page and do a funny little story.
It'd be a good song.
You should. You.
It's not a bad name. It's
which
not a bad...
one of the two of us writes funny songs? I just don't know. Is it me, Mick? I think it's me.
I got contacted recently by a country singer to help with a comedy album.
Really?
And we knocked out a song in
that's
two
awesome.
Hours.
Just over the phone? Did you Skype or Zoom?
Zoom.
Wow.
Zoom.
Zoom's the new way of the world.
So, yeah, it's a really good song.
Unreal. So you're getting royalties for it?
50-50? I don't know. I didn't really look into it. I was just kind of... You know when someone just fucking contacts you and they go, oh, yeah.
You
and
then can't I looked see him this, up. Dear listeners, but I have my head on my microphone like, why do you hate money, Mick?
I know. But Limo's involved too, so
oh, sweet.
I would think it's legit.
He's a good dude. I haven't seen him in
great
ages.
Great bloke. Done a few cruises with him.
I don't know
Limo.
If any of you guys.
Good Aussie bloke.
Yeah, good Aussie dude. Funny guy.
Yeah.
He's radio based now, TV based. I don't see him on the live circuit too often.
He is does ABC Grandstand, doesn't he?
Oh, hello. Yeah, he was always mad into sport, wasn't he?
Love sport, yeah. Very knowledgeable.
I reckon that's probably why we get along.
Good fella.
Talk about sport, comedy.
Sport, fucking good bloke.
I remember going to his trial show at the Laugh Garage when it was above in Elizabeth Street. No, corner of Elizabeth, Wentworth Street in the city in Sydney. So it was really, really early days of that club. That club moved twice and then has since closed down. But I remember him doing a trial show, which was very funny. But he did a joke about how his girlfriend was saying, you don't plan presents, you don't take enough care, you don't care about these things. And he's like, come on, babe, it's Valentine's Day and I've been drinking pineapple juice for 2 days. And I laugh like that. I laugh like that. I proper out loud snort laughed it. Wow. And no one else in the room laughed and he just went, thanks, Jules. Like it was so clear that it was my laugh. I thought it was fucking hilarious. And every time I think of him, I think of that joke and I think of how not one other cunt in that audience went, nothing, not even like a, not, they either didn't understand or they were just too highbrow, but I pissed myself.
Well, very done, funny. Mm. Very bloody funny.
Do you look around our peers and go, I haven't seen him for a while. Fuck, remember that joke he used to do? Or is that just...
Yeah, good. I do that all the
glad
time.
Glad I'm not mental.
People come up to me all the time saying, and songs I used to do, I'm like, fucking really? Don't remember how it goes.
You know that I love your version of All the Small Things.
I fucking hate it.
I love that song.
It's just...
Anytime you go...
Stupid.
Can I have request? Absolutely.
It is stupid.
That's the best bit. It's not, you know what? Curing cancer with your songs, mate. It's meant to be silly and fun. Oh, Mick.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be highbrow.
Mick's just done the eyebrows on. Really? They're not. I'm not curing cancer, mate. No, I'm making people laugh. That cures cancer. What's your favourite song to sing on stage? Of yours, like of your parodies.
Oh,
not just parodies, because you write your own stuff. That's amazing.
Don't know. What would it be? I used to. You've probably never seen me do that one, the national anthem one.
No,
I just did it on the cruises.
Nice. I look forward to that. Do you not do them in clubs for a reason?
You got to have a backing track, and where we play, fucking very hard thing to pull off, isn't it? You can't turn up and rely and think this is my closer. No, it's not.
No, the sound desk isn't working tonight.
Sound desk is a fucking box in the corner of the room.
I remember being at the Bodie, not that long ago. It had been pissing down with rain. And the rain had gotten into one side of the building and that was the side that all of the electrics were on. And so we go to start the night and there's just no sound. There's no sound. The sound from the back announcing, which is on the other side of the stage. And so I'm like, I can make this work because it was a rough crowd on a Monday night. Like, it's not the place you want to not be heard. It's not a great gig if you're not in command. So I put together like four microphone leads and ran the microphone from back of stage up to the front. I'm like, I've got this. But that's when you know that you're such a local in a bar that the bar chick came over and goes, Jules, I need a hand. I don't know how to do any of this. And I'm like, I got this. And then maybe a week later I was standing at the bar trying to order a drink and the new guy goes, excuse me, Julia, do you know where they keep the bitters? I'm trying to make a lemon lime and bitters. I'm like, yeah, bro, just down there on the third shelf. I went, I'm a proper fucking local. And I didn't go for a couple of weeks. I had gigs every weekend.
And the place closed down.
And one of the girls sent me a message. Are you okay? We haven't seen you. I was like, fuck. I really patronise this place a lot.
What's the first thing you're going to do when the pub opens? You're going to go the first day? You're going to be a pub pig?
I'm going to get super drunk. I'm going to get on it.
You're going to touch people?
Feels weird, doesn't it? Someone hugged me the other day and I kind of went,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dobbing you into fucking ScoMo.
He hugged me. I didn't hug back.
ScoMo? Was it ScoMo? You better not be fucking hugging ScoMo. I think we're done if you're hugging
ScoMo. I was going to say, I think I'm done. I'll just top myself on the way home, shall I? Yeah, I shan't be hugging ScoMo on so many levels. I can't. Our podcast isn't long enough for me to explain all the reasons why I wouldn't hug that man. I ran into a mate of mine at the shops and he's like, Jules, and gave me this big hug. And I was like, oh. Someone touched me. It was weird because up until that point, the only person that had touched me was the dude who cut my hair.
We didn't touch each other when you were on.
We did not.
We used to always do that.
We did.
But now I'm a bit fucking, I'll play by the fucking rules.
Yeah, that's fair.
The fucking rules.
Rules are rules and all that. We're opening the shop again the end of next week. I was actually super impressed. My business partner's in the shop. We tend to do a lot of me going, hey guys, what do we think about this? And we get a lot of answers of whatever you think. Or whatever majority says, or I'm happy to go with whatever.
You're an authoritarian. I've just learned all about that.
Have you? Yeah. Nice.
How to facilitate meetings.
Are we thinking I'm an authoritarian? Or are we thinking that my business partners are like, I don't care, whatever?
Yes, they're conformists.
So, nice. I wouldn't call any of them conformist. I think they're busy and can't be fucked. But what I loved is I was like, guys, I need you to have an actual opinion on this. And they were wonderful. And they all said, how about we wait 2 weeks from the first restrictions being lifted and just see how fucking stupid people have been? Because there's no point opening for a week and then all of the fortnight fallout or whatever it's called, all of a sudden you find out that Sydney is reinfected and you have to close down again.
How long have we been open now? A week.
A week, yeah. So at the end of next week will be the telling. Because we're sort of two cases a day at the moment, two, three here, two there. But, yeah, we'll see. I fear it's going to bounce straight back up to like 30s and 40s.
Yeah, but if there's no one's got it, how do they get it?
Well, it depends how much was out in the community when they lifted the restrictions, really.
Right.
People wandering around that didn't know they had it. If there was hardly any, then there'll be hardly any. But if there was a bunch out in the community when it was when restrictions were lifted, then
right.
It'll make a resurgence. So it'll just be a matter of did we wait long enough or did we jump too early? And that's what I was afraid of. Because fuck, I miss my little bookshop. I miss gigs. I miss being out in pubs and hunting.
When do you reckon we're doing a gig?
That's a good question. I reckon big clubs will open first. I reckon like your RSLs and stuff will open first.
And just numbers down.
Yeah. Someone told me the other day, I can't remember who it was, that fixed seats, what is it, you? Fixed seats are, you can have more people in a room because you can close off every second seat.
Oh, right.
Whereas fold-out seats and movable seats are, you can have 50 people in a room of the movable seats. You can have 100 in a room of the fixed seats. And I was like, so every comedy club now will be scrambling for old, like, airport seats and, like, things that you can fix into the ground because you're just like, fucking hell.
I walked past the cafe today and there was a whole big group of older,
yeah,
Lycra bike riders. And they parked their bikes and they put all their tables together and sat really close together and went, well, fucking,
it's coming for you.
I hope a fucking cluster gets involved there.
You're the group. I just looked at the target market.
Yeah. They were like in their I'm 55. They would have been 60. They're older than me. So I just thought, yeah.
I went to my osteopath yesterday. I was fucked up. Like I've not been kind to my body in this lockdown. I sit on the floor every fucking night on a weird angle.
So yeah.
Everything. And then I'm, you know, weight training.
Which becomes comfortable.
Yeah. Really does. Even I've actually said to both mum and dad, yes, I still live at home with my parents because I'm dad's carer.
Yeah.
For
the new listeners.
I said to both mum and dad, if you catch me sitting on the floor, can you just say, just sit on the couch, you fuckhead? Dad goes, probably won't call you a fuckhead. Like, thanks, Dad. Appreciate that.
Probably won't call you a fuckhead. Get on your bob.
I went to the osteopath yesterday and I said to him, have you been open the whole time? He said, I actually took a month off because, he goes, I'm 65.
Mm.
And I touch people all day. So I just took a month off and I'm like, I firmly believed throughout all of this, if you could afford to be at home, stay the fuck at home. Because, you know, my bookshop was never actually required to be shut, but it was the right thing to do. So we shut that down.
Did you have to still pay rent?
Yeah.
All right.
Landlord gave us all a 30% discount for 3 months.
Wow.
And then rang me after the first month and said, if you can pay April, that'll be great. And for May and June, if you need to defer it and pay us at the end of the year when you come home strong, because we do really well just before Christmas each year.
Did the lovely Jo Herbedeshry stay open?
She did.
Oh, come on.
Fucking legend. Because she provides all of the supplements and teas and herbs and stuff that gets people's immune system strong. So she's been being smashed. I said to her, how are you going to go when it comes to, you know, being back up? She goes, I need a fucking holiday, which is fair enough because she works really hard. Looks after me, called Blisser.
Called Blisser. Big shout out to Herbedashery.
Yeah, she said, I had a beer with her very quietly when we were allowed to, two people, the other day, and she was like, you guys never talk about me anymore. I used to get shout outs early days.
Oh, right. Okay,
and I don't get shout outs. So
I seen her on that Zoom the other day, and there she is.
So organically, Joe, fucking g'day.
G'day.
I didn't even crowbar it in.
I think the last time I seen her was, where was that at? Oh, it might have been, oh, God, years ago. Opera House.
Holy fuck, that is years ago. I had to go and get a script filled. I'm back on blood pressure medication. My body's shitting itself again. I walked into the chemist and there's like an 11-year-old child working behind the counter.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's 20, but she looks so fucking young. I said, may I have this script filled, please? And she goes, sure. And she said, are you happy for the generic brand?
Generic brand.
And I said, actually, I prefer Carvaya, we've discussed how to say it. Carvia. I've always said carvia, but apparently I'm a bogan if I call it
could be carvia. You could be wrong. Could be wrong. I live in a posh suburb now. I have to.
you have to atone to the same people here.
Yeah, my boganism has toned down considerably since I moved here. And,
I said, what is the generic brand? And she looks at me and she goes, generic brands are the same kind of thing. But and I must have just had the face on because I just deadpanned and went, I mean, what's the brand of the generic brand? And she went, oh, like she straight away just went, oh, fuck, I've really upset her. Apparently.
I've never seen the Cranky Julia. I've never seen Cranky Julia once.
That's Angry Julia.
Angry Julia.
Cranky just Julia. Apparently sometimes if I'm not, like if I haven't eaten and I haven't, you know, sometimes apparently I have a face that I pull that can be aggressive or whatever.
I was at TAFE the other day and the youngest guy at TAFE, he's kind of avoided me the whole time and I guess because I look probably remind me of his dad that ran away.
Sorry, that's way too loud a laugh. How young is young?
18.
Oh, fuck, that's young.
And he's all right, fucking young. And he, I was talking to him and he was sort of asking serious questions about the course and I was answering, and then he just went,
I went, what now?
And he said it again. I went, what? And he said it again. I went, listen, cunt.
Please tell me you said
just
the word cunt.
Tell me slowly what you're asking me. And he said it, and I went, oh, yeah. But it was just like, I got a newfound respect off him because he went, oh.
He dropped fire. He said, cunt.
And then we started talking about, mate, do you play games? I went, do I look like I fucking play games, mate?
Did you tell him that your son's like.
Yeah, that's when we got onto the subject. And he's like.
Because there would have been a time where Jared was like, yeah, my dad is on stage every night. Yeah, now you're like, my son's a fucking god.
Yeah, and he went, you're Frogger's dad. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Frogger's dad. He goes, fuck.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. Does he make money out of YouTube? And I went, yeah, he does, yeah. He asked me the other day about fucking tax. I'm like, yeah, you've been fucking paying tax on it, mate. It's going in your bank account. You're paying tax on it.
That's unreal. A, for Jared, and B, that you're now, you know. Yeah, I'm his fucking dad.
I think it's like 100,000 subscribers.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. I still don't know what he does.
I still don't even know what game he plays.
Overwatch.
Never heard of it.
Just killing people.
See, that I'm fine with. Ellen Briggs does a lovely joke about how.
Hello, Briggsy.
Oh, fucking love her. God, I wish she lived closer.
What's Alex up to?
It was his birthday yesterday. MotoGP, they're back testing in July.
Really?
Yep. Because he's just been at home the whole time.
So he's going away.
Mm. For those who don't know, our wonderful friend away? Ellen is, her husband is a motorbike mechanic on the MotoGP circuit.
Valentino Rossi.
Valentino Rossi.
And Ellen Briggs is the greatest
comedian. Oh, I love her.
She's great.
She's just
laconic, fucking smashing, fucking.
She's great. I reckon she's one of the best MCs I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She just, like, she's brilliant. But she said to me, she might have done it as a joke on stage first, but she did say to me, when you come up here next, because I've been going to visit her for years and years, so her boys are now 19 or maybe 20. Maybe they're turning 20.
I think they're a year behind Jared's, and Jared's 21.
Yeah, so, but I remember them when they were 8. Like, I remember getting them, they're twins, and I remember getting them, like, it was always a big thing for me to get separate presents. Like, you don't get a blue one, you get a red one. Like, get different things. And she said to me, next time you come up, first of all, the stinkers, which is what she started to call them once they got to a certain age, the stinkers have stopped talking properly and I have to get Nelson, which was her beautiful old chocolate Labrador, I have to get Nelson to translate. And I was like, I was like, what? And then I got up there and I was like, hey, guys. And they were excited to see me. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, fuck, Nelson, what are they saying? Like, it was a legit thing, though, both of them. Open your fucking mouth. And I'm like, oh, my God. I am saying the very things that Dad used to. Slow down when you talk. Speak clear. Open your fucking mouth. Jesus Christ. Although Dad is now proper deaf and won't wear his hearing aids. And he can't hear low registers. And my voice is not.
Oh, same.
My voice
is fucking horrible.
Particularly low, but it's low enough that he just goes, what? What? You're speaking too quick. I'm like, isn't it funny how I only speak too quick when you're not wearing your hearing aids? It's almost like that's not a thing.
I was in a coffee shop the other day and he hadn't seen me for a while. Like, hey, mate, how's it going? He's like, yeah, fucking good. Yeah. He's going, oh, yeah. And he just started mumbling. I'm like, and in my head, I just thought, I'm going to fucking throw it out there and just say, think that he's talking about. COVID and lack of money coming into the shop. And he kind of finished and looked at me and I went,
oh, shit.
I went, yeah, tough times, eh, mate? And he went, yeah.
Nailed it.
I thought, that's very antisocial. But I was just like, I didn't know him well enough to go, mate, I can't fucking hear you.
I actually.
Because he was behind a fucking machine and it was.
Yeah. I didn't realize how much I lip read.
Yeah.
Because people are wearing masks now and I'm like, I legit can't understand anything you were saying. Yeah. I was like, I didn't realize that's what I did. But I just say, oh, look, I used to be a bouncer. I fucking can't. I've got ringing in my ears constantly. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up? Because then they don't just repeat themselves. They're like, oh, yeah, she's a bit deaf. So now, as it turns out, I've had my hearing tested. I'm not a bit deaf, but I do have. Most of the time, which is a pain in the ass.
Have you got that too? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And it gets, for me, it gets worse when I'm stressed. And
coffee's
gets,
no good for it, you know?
Oh, really?
Coffee's the worst thing for
it. Too bad. I'll be fucking dealing
coffee
with it.
Coffee is the worst thing
really?
For it.
Really? Yeah. I'll be dealing with the high pitch.
We're talking about tinnitus, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Again,
I couldn't think of the name, but I thought, fuck, I've got to get to think of the name.
Tinnitus. I don't know whether it's
tinnitus.
Tinnitus,
yeah, yeah. It's up there with Carve and Carvey. Tinnitus. Tonight ass.
Nice.
Tonight ass. Hey, tonight ass.
Tonight ass.
Nice underpants. Tonight ass.
Fucking tonight ass counts.
We had to get our fucking apartment evaluated the other day and this crazy fucking weird robot lady came around with a mask on. It's weird.
Wow. Why would, what? Wow.
Well, the people that own the apartment were refinancing.
Right, okay.
This lady came around.
Little part of me went, did you guys buy this? No, Jesus Christ. No.
She had like low-capped gumboots on and it wasn't raining and a fucking the biggest face mask ever. And she was like pencil thin.
Wow.
And she came here with the real estate agent who I know. And she's like, hi, Michael. This is the lady that's going to do. I'm like, yeah, obviously. And she came in. She's like, and I'm like, oh, can you take your shoes off? And she just kept walking. I'm like, okay, just leave them on. That's fucking fine. Shouldn't take too long. And she just kind of wandered around the house and just went, finished, and went, see ya. And it was just like, fuck.
Mm.
What social skills?
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
I guess you don't have to have
home.
Social skills to do that.
But you're in my home, motherfucker.
And 99% of the time there's going to be someone there.
Yeah. Like,
no, that was a stupid percentage. It's probably 80% of the time.
Well, but at the moment it's going to be 99%.
Yeah.
You know during COVID.
Very unfriendly.
Yeah, that's bad manners. You were like, oi, I'm right here. Oi, hello.
Tried to play a little trick with my head and maybe she was like she was in search of fucking, that's why she had a mask on. She was in search of some fucking odour in the house and went, oh, there's fucking odours in here, darling. You want to put a pig on that fucking nose as well.
I was going to run with that. I was like, nothing that was going to come out of my mouth was not offensive just then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Have you got a closer for this podcast? We've been talking for hours.
Have we?
Yeah.
I thought we just started.
No.
I saw a great article yesterday about deep fakes.
Deep fakes?
Yeah. About how AI is now so, between CGI and AI, you can now take someone's image from a video and make them say.
Yeah.
And that is how I'm going to get around any sex tape that ever gets leaked.
Right.
To me. That's
how
I'm getting around it.
You're going to say that.
I'm going to go, it's a deep fake.
Yeah,
not even
you're
me.
You're not going to give a fuck about a sex tape.
Probably not. I just hope that I was given
it's your mum and dad.
I just, they won't be surprised. I just hope that if I've ever been recorded without my knowledge, because I've been recorded with my knowledge. If I've ever been recorded without my knowledge, I hope I'm giving it a go. I hope it's not one of those, like,
God, you got me paranoid now.
you stopped sledding around before phone had great cameras.
Anyway. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, which is the only way you'd be hearing what I'm saying now, is give us a rating. We haven't had a rating for a long, long time. We need to get up the list again.
Oh, yeah.
We are getting a regular amount of listeners.
Are
but, we need to rocket up the top 100.
Nice.
Or get into the top 100.
We were there for a while, weren't we?
We were. But we're a bit, little
we
bit
We made
fucking,
it to the 30s, I think.
I think you're full of shit.
No, we made it to the teens. One of our podcasts got listened to way more than everyone else, like for some reason. And I listened back to it and I'm like, nothing special in there. But it was, so that one, for 1 week, we were right up.
Anyway.
So give us a rating.
Give us a rating.
Motherfucker.
Share it around.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this podcast where they swear a lot and talk about nothing. Goodbye.